Yeah, time now to talk a little bit of racing with Sydney Morning Herald racing journalist Adam Penn-Gilly. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, TK.
Mate, there's a big field that's been nominated to take on Winks and the George Ryder, but how many can we expect to take her on?
Yeah, I wouldn't think too many, to tell you the truth, Laurie. Just looking at the nominations yesterday, I can't remember seeing another 22 horses nominated to take on Winks for a very long time. I suppose a lot of those trainers and connections are just hedging their bets at the moment just to see what the weather's going to do and what's going to happen with Winks a bit later in the week. But, yeah, I can't think it's going to be a massive field, to be perfectly honest. Chris Waller's got more than half of those 23 nominations for the George Ryder Stakes on Saturday. How many of those stablemates actually run, I'm not too sure. And from the others, well, you know, there's a fair few nominations there, but I dare say a lot of them probably won't run. And there will be a couple of missed runs last week because of the wet track that might have to go around again to get another prep run into them before target races during the championships. But I think this field will still be in single figures, I dare say, and Winks will dominate, obviously.
Geez, he could have a massive day, couldn't he, when you think about it? We saw Chris earlier out here actually putting clogs of turf back into the course proper before Winks actually went round and had a gallop on the course proper. But when you think about, he's got Winks, he's got the Autumn Sun chasing five group ones, he's got Nature Strip in the Galaxy, he's got Unforgotten in the Ramvet, and he just happens to have the favourite in the Golden Slipper. Yes, yes, yes. $5 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes for me, TK. I'm not sure about you. I find one of the most fascinating runners of the weekend for Chris Waller, just given the fact that he still hasn't won a Golden Slipper yet. It's not usually his training method to get these two-year-olds up and going early in their careers. He's taken over this horse from Darren Weir. We could virtually say at the 11th hour, really, only a few weeks ago on a Golden Slipper preparation, won the Todman Stakes. And I think Chris would like to sort of tick off that item on his bucket list to win a Golden Slipper. There's not too many things he hasn't achieved in his career so far. This might be the perfect opportunity to do that. You know, take on the might of Godolphin, obviously. But, yeah, I think Chris would love to get that Golden Slipper under his belt.
Talking of Godolphin, how many horses will they have in the Golden Slipper?
Yeah, they'll have six, Laurie. No great surprise yesterday. Probably shortly after we got off air yesterday morning, they confirmed that Athiri will not run in the Slipper on the week and they won't pay that late entry fee for her. But they'll still have six. That includes one for Anthony Freeman and Lyre. It's still an enormous achievement to have that many in the race. And we'll wait and see what the barrier draw comes up with a bit later this morning. I was sort of thinking 24 to 48 hours ago, this barrier draw probably wouldn't mean a great deal, just given the really wet track we're probably going to get. Just going to depend on which horses get through the ground best. But having said that, I've been watching the weather forecast, probably like Tim Bailey the last 24 to 48 hours, trying to get a guide on how the weather's going to play out later in the week. And it looks like we might get a bit of a break in the rain sort of Friday, Saturday at this stage. That's what they're predicting. And some pretty warm days as well. So we might get some pretty decent drying conditions a bit closer to race day, which we desperately need. We don't want to have another track in the heavy range. And maybe this barrier draw is probably going to take a bit more significance than what we initially thought.
Well, we're currently at Rosehill Gardens. There's still heavy cloud cover. There are some breaks in that cloud. There was rain earlier on this morning, significant rain as well, but it is clearing. But they're expecting up to 18 mil. That's a lot of rain today compared to, you know, on top of what we've already got. They're expecting up to 4 mil being Wednesday. They're expecting up to 3 mil being Thursday. Friday should be clear. Saturday should be clear. But, geez, I don't know how good that drying weather's going to be.
Well, TK, on Saturday I'm sort of looking at a forecast at the moment where they're predicting 30 degrees. So if we can get a 30-degree day with maybe a little bit of a breeze on Saturday, you'd think the track's going to improve a little bit. I'm not quite sure whether we'll get anywhere near the good range, but we can probably get back in the soft range, I would have thought, with a bit of sting out of the track. We just don't want that real bottomless track.
That's right.
That's my one concern. Having said that, we probably do have the best wet track I've seen in Australian racing history, maybe even world racing history, in Winks going around on the weekend. It's not going to worry Chris Waller if we get a really wet track for the George Ryder. But yeah, I suppose from the slipper purposes, I would want to see a track that's on the improve, I'd say, later in the week.
Yeah, I think that's the concern, and everyone's sort of waiting and seeing how the track conditions will be, or what the track conditions will be, but they're expecting, as TK said, some rain later in the week. Kemantari, some news coming out of the Godolphin camp yesterday, been retired.
Yeah, he has been retired, Laurie. It's amazing to think when this horse won the Randwick Guineas last year, if you said to me that he would never win another race, I would have said you're absolutely stark raving mad. But that's how it's turned out. His crowning moment was the Randwick Guineas last year, and he's been around the mark so often for so long in the last 12 months and hasn't been able to win another race full stop, and they've eventually retired him to stud. The one thing I will say about Godolphin is they never shirk the task with him. Sometimes you can see these stallions putting cotton wool and they pick and choose their targets and they always take a conservative option. Well, Kevin Tari's ran in most of the, you know, the big Group 1 weight for age races in the last 12 months. He's taken on Winks a couple of times. Unfortunately, couldn't get the job done winning another race, but he's off to stud. We'll wait and see how he fares as a stallion in coming years. But yeah, quite a surprise to me that he only won that big Group 1, the Randwick Guineas.
Yeah, which is, I think Glenn Munsey and the boys down at the tab are pretty disappointed Kemantari's retired. I think they got a new wing on their building there.
I think the statue was long ago commissioned, TK, and it's probably been built, I'd say, at the tab there. He's been a very good horse for them over the last 12 months. But yeah, they can't get any more money out of him.
Yeah, this comes in. That trial at Canterbury was a soft seven, maybe worse for Yes, 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 boys. And wasn't it impressive in those conditions? Yeah, Yes, Yes, Yes is had she won on a soft track in Melbourne. I'm pretty sure it was at Flemington. The only problem is, yeah, it was a pretty ordinary bunch. And I think, you know, often these two-year-olds can just win on sheer class and ability, even on an unsuitable track.
Yeah, the one thing I will say, TK, that it's a completely different ballgame when you put a horse under pressure on race day on a wet track as opposed to a trial. I did see that trial, and I do remember that trial. He looked fantastic, Yes, 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 on the rain affected going. But when they fully extend and they're asked for the, you know, supreme effort, it can be a different ballgame under race day pressure. So unless they've done it on race day, it's hard to sort of, you know, say with any conviction that they're going to handle the wet track. But the signs are from Yes, 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 he was going to be near the top of betting for the weekend that he... It does look like he can't get through the ground, but yeah, I want to see him on race day pressure on a wet track.
Yeah, well, we'll only find out on Saturday in the Golden Slipper when he's under the most amount of pressure he's ever been under. But we'll speak later in the week, mate.
Thanks, boys. You enjoyed the day at Rose Hill, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.